turn now to Ben Calhoun, who's been with us this hour. He's from Chicago Public Radio, and he's a political reporter. And Ben, just out of curiosity, did you grow up with a dog?
I did. Two dogs.
And
they snore.
Okay, well, there it is, I guess. All right. We have 3 days until these conventions begin, the national conventions, both for the Democratic Party as well as for the Republicans. The Democrats go first, of course, on Monday. The Republicans then follow the following week in St. Paul. So what do we know about some of the details that we can expect next week? It really is a big week for Barack Obama. I mean, all eyes will be on him as he tells his story and sets forth exactly why he believes he should be president.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, these conventions are like a 4-day press conference, which in Obama's case, he's extended with this week of longing for his vice presidential pick. And then he's got this event on tomorrow, Saturday, in Springfield that's going to, you know, blow it up over the weekend.
Right. And we still don't know much about that other than it's in Springfield, Illinois, tomorrow, which is symbolic because that's where he announced that he was going to run for president, right?
Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, because it's a very beautiful place. If you've ever been to the old state capitol there, it's very regal, feels really historic. You know, it's got ties to Abraham Lincoln. And he's taken some heat over the last few months, you know, the jokes about being the one and sort of the historic overtones to his campaigning. I think the choice to have this rally here in Springfield at the old state capitol again sort of, you know, says from the campaign that they're going to continue to do that, even though they've taken heat. That's going to continue to be sort of a layer to what they're doing and the narrative they're trying to put out there.
Now, in the last couple of weeks, we've learned about some of the speakers who will be present there next week. And we've found out now that Michelle Obama, she's talking when next week, and what kind of speech do you think she'll be giving?
She's talking on Monday. And actually, you know, what's funny about that night is the person that's not there has been all the buzz in Illinois, which is, you know, on her night, all these other people from Illinois, the attorney general, somebody who he served with in the state Senate, who's now the city clerk in Chicago, they're going to all be talking. But Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is conspicuously absent from the roster, which includes a lot of Illinois people. And you know, the take on that is that they share in common Tony Rezko, who was a fundraiser for both of them, more significantly for the governor here, but who's now been convicted on federal corruption charges. So the take
and
is
that's
sort
a
of,
story that's been trickling out for the entire time Obama's been running for office. Just bring us up to date. Where is Rezko?
He's been convicted. He told the judge he wanted to start serving time before he was even sentenced. At this point, his sentencing has been moved back a few months. So he's still waiting for an official sentence to serve. But he was convicted on federal corruption charges.
That had nothing to do with Barack Obama.
Yes. Good to point out. they had nothing to do with Barack Obama. They had a relationship. But with Barack Obama and Tony Rezko, it was certainly more incidental than with the governor, who he had a long personal friendship with and had a much more extensive relationship than he did with Barack Obama.
Well, let's talk about something a bit lighter, Ben, and that is music. There's always music at the conventions, right? And this year we understand, though, that Senator John McCain had a song, not sure if it was just given to him or whether he requested it, but it was made especially for him. Let's listen to a bit of it. So there you go. There's John Rich playing a song that was written specially for John McCain. Do we have any idea, perhaps, what kind of song Barack Obama is going to cling to next week at his convention?
You know, I don't know. He's tried to, every time people have asked him about his musical taste, he's tried to sort of throw a lot of diverse choices out there, although Ludacris was recently removed from the mix. But who knows?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, his big standby has been signed, sealed, delivered.
Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Would that be the line?
Yeah.
But from we've seen written that perhaps Josh Stone will be. She's kind of an R&B pop singer, that she's perhaps coming up with some kind of song for Barack Obama. So we'll certainly look out for that, because we know that these songs get played over and over again. And the question is, what do they say about the candidates, and what do they say about America, really?
Yeah, and there's certainly been some gaffes, you know. Fortunate Son was, who was it that played Fortunate Son? And it wasn't quite fitting.
We're going to have to get on to Wikipedia on that one. But we do know, before we get too far into this on what we don't know, let's go back to what we do know, is that this Democratic National Convention does begin on Monday, and we are expecting that Barack Obama, by then, will have named who his vice presidential choice will be.
Mm-hmm. We're, you know, as we've been waiting all week, we've now got, you know, if he's going to make this appearance in Springfield tomorrow with this person, we've got, I guess, about a little over 24 hours for him to do it. And then right after that, they're going to head off on what the campaign is calling a battle state tour. They're going to they're starting in Illinois. They're going to Wisconsin. They're going to Iowa. They're going to Missouri. And then they're going to hit Montana, which is, you know, an interesting choice. They've been saying they think they can change the electoral map this
right.
whole time, and trying to put Montana in play is an interesting thing.
All right, so we'll see how that all ends up. Ben Calhoun, thanks so much for joining us today on The Takeaway. Ben Calhoun reports for Chicago Public Radio. And, of course, you can catch us anytime on The Takeaway. We're on Facebook, Friend Feed, and Twitter. And Jackie wrote to us about traveling. She says, I flew a few times a year, and this past year I have been delayed so long I could have gotten to my destination by car faster than I arrived by plane. After that last trip that included an overnight in Atlanta, I've decided that I will be making more road trips unless there is an ocean involved. I think many of you out there can relate to that. What's your thought on traveling this summer, or what you think is coming in the fall? 877-8-MY-TAKE.